Welcome to the world of Vala, Ties That Bind, an actual play tabletop podcast. We are each our own devil, and we make this world our hell. Oscar Wilde. Firemeet, year 10,121, day 18. Diabolics. You guys have accidentally activated a trap within the Chaos Club. And now you guys are standing 30 feet away from a Raiju, a being of mystical proportions. And it's only your second week at this school. So, Diabolics, let me know how you guys are feeling right now, because Orion is first. Like, just to let you guys know the initiative order, it's Orion, the Raijin, Vera, and then Zeomaris.
Yeah.
The Raijin is only after three people right now.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. We just fought one of these things. And the thing is, it's like, oh yeah, if I would have known that there was a secret code that, like, that brings something up, I wouldn't have brought it up. Maybe you should have a sign somewhere that says, so hey, don't talk about the Machukas.
I thought I was giving out juicy information. I thought I needed to up the ante a little bit. I gotta be real. If we didn't have to save one of our own tomorrow at, like, against a big gang, this would be an adrenaline pumping fight. Big monsters, love them. Fighting with my friends, love it. We have had a day.
That's fair.
We've had a day.
Yeah. And also on top of that, it's
a good day.
We're already fighting something today. We didn't have a chance to rest.
You died today.
I died today. It's not even noon yet.
You guys, as you guys are contemplating all the stuff that you guys had to do to get to this point in your life, you're seeing the gang kind of, you're seeing the patrons of the club kind of clear an area for you guys to fight. And it's a pretty much an exact square.
Whoa.
There's no levels to the battlefield. It's just you and an electrifying fight. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
1,000%.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, it's Orion's turn.
Get out of there, buddy. Get out of there. You're not strong enough for this.
Gonna roll a constitution to see if he wakes up.
Maybe.
He's up. And
I need him to be in the crowd. I need him to roll some kind of deception roll.
On the sidelines. Give me some cheerleader-esque buffs, but do not be in the arena.
Yeah, it's just got even more.
He's gonna go ahead and draw a rune on the ground.
Alright, dope.
Okay. He does it. And his turn is up.
Alright, dope.
Did he move?
No. His movement went to getting up.
Okay, that's fair.
So it's the Raijin's turn, and you guys see the muscles and the veins and the vascularity running itself through the Raijin as electricity crackles off of its body. It's flexing as it's keeping that big Kanobo in its hand. And then Vera. Zeomaris. Roll a charisma.
Okay.
I hate this.
Can I have people help, or is it just a straight roll? No!
What'd you get?
No, hold on. I don't have anything up. I got a 7.
Alright, you got a 6.
I got an 8. Which means I rolled a 9.
So you feel the steely gaze of the Raijin looking over all of you. and then it locks on with the person that it deems has the lowest charisma. You see it lock eyes with Orion as it's
baby. Baby boy.
And it rushes Orion.
No!
Can I use a reaction to throw
You know what sucks?
Throw myself in front of him.
The arena is a 50 by 50. The rider can move 60 feet.
Wow.
Not if I burden it.
Okay. And it's going to...
miss. It's going to whiff.
It's going to try to hit... it's going to try to hit Orion with his Canova.
It's going
to
fail.
Ooh. Orion, parry. Parry! I don't know if that does anything right now, actually.
It is melee attack with weapon, but it's not going to do much if he's dead.
21 definitely hits.
Damn. It's a good thing he has an in with the God of Death. Otherwise, I'd be really worried.
Actually, this would suck.
3d8.
What okay. The heck?
Sorry.
Stop living this life. I can't stand you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, one more d8 here.
Okay, that's 7. 3, 5. Plus 6.
You are good.
Orion is out.
Okay. That's fair.
Woo! 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 Rising strong! Rising strongest there is!
Okay, buddy.
And you see, it's like, it's now, it takes one of its paw feet, puts it on top. Sorry, I didn't mean to destroy.
Those figurines are sensitive, Barry. There we go.
Puts its foot on top of Orion and you see Orion's body disappears as it curls its monkey foot.
Around it.
Yeah, and it starts beating its chest. Vera, your turn.
Okay. Sorry. I got lost in it.
Vera, how much health do you have for the audience at home?
The thing is, since I have Demon Regeneration. I assume that I'm just healed up.
Okay, then you have full health.
Oh, thank God.
Zero eyes, how much health?
28, I believe.
But also, I only have 20 hit points. I don't have that many. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to activate Coma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll to activate.
Okay, so we're not using these dice. I do not.
Yeah, you're getting a bad rap on those.
I'm not gonna use those.
It's not
dice.
Working out for you.
You got any bonus actions or anything?
Bonus action. I'm gonna move out of the way. I'm gonna move. Can I move?
Definitely just move it.
Can I move behind the? Maybe.
If you're hugging its melee range, could you not? Because the thing's already huge. Or is leaving the square engaging?
Leaving the square would be engaging.
Yeah. So I can disengage without using an action.
Oh, yeah. Snap! You can!
I need it.
So you can move around it?
Yeah, I'm
gonna... What lets you disengage without using an action?
Let me see.
Sorry, I was just curious.
No, you're good. It is... Demon Speed! Thank you, Damien. I love Dave.
Like right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna have Ego. Ego try to burn them. I'm gonna use fire. I'm gonna use multi attack, actually.
Okay, roll to hit.
Please. Make Mama proud. Oh, thank God. I have a. And then what do I have for that? It was like the.
Strength
strength? Okay, I'm sorry. It's a 16.
Eel leaves your body in a burst of flames as it tries to hit on the Raijin, and electricity comes up and blocks the attack.
Dang. Dang.
So, Zeomaris.
50 foot by 50 foot, you say. I'm sorry. I don't have anything. But I'm very much a shoot first, then shoot again, and then maybe shoot some more if that doesn't work kind of person.
Shoot it.
Everything's a nail to a gun.
You can try talking to it.
Can we?
It just said it's the strongest there is.
Alright. So it's a stroke its ego.
I have bad charisma. What's the point?
Can I assist if it's...
Your turn's already done.
Yeah, but it's you doing something.
We're in combat. Fine. We'll talk no jutsu.
Or you can just punch it. I don't know. What do I know? I'm trying to beat you right now.
I can't stand you. Is the talk in action? That's all I need to know right now. Or is
talking ever been in action in the world about?
Yes, sometimes it is. Sometimes we'll be done talking, and you're like, your turn is over. So I just need to know right now.
I thought it was usually if you're like talking to your teammates or something.
Or like spending a long time talking.
Alright, that's fair.
Under 10 minutes. That's a turn.
Zeomaris moves into position. So his, actually, we're going to move back enough that the shotgun is in range. So that's about.
You want to see into the future?
No, I don't. Leave me alone. We're gonna move about. That's about 10 feet. I have 30 feet. I didn't move that much. So my shotgun is in range. I'm gonna yell over to Johnny. How about that, Fate? You still want that favor? Cause. This is not preferential. Can we call in favors? Actually, I'm not charismatic. Fuck it. We're going to shoot the thing. We're going to shoot the damn thing. I'm not... You said, yeah, talk. I wasn't thinking of anything to say.
I've been saying shoot this whole time. Shoot that thing.
Does a nat 20 hit?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm shooting it. I'm sorry. I should have clarified. I thought me saying, yeah, I'll burden it earlier was me saying I'm shooting it with my burden rune.
Okay.
Which?
I mean, those are already bullets, so I just assume they're already...
Burden bullet. So, it already takes a guaranteed 2 points.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, that was my 8 o'clock. That was my 8 o'clock. Derek, you should probably be asleep a lot.
So, it already takes guaranteed 2 points of damage. Shut up. Mm-hmm. I gotta roll D10 plus 2 D6, I think. Or at least a D6. If it's huge and it falls, does it take damage? Have you heard the bigger they are, the harder they fall?
That's physics. That actually starts with the mech size
over. Lame. Anyways,
you're 50 by 15 tall.
Its speed is reduced by 10 feet until the next turn.
I would just keep doing that until they can't move anymore. We'll knock this down.
Yeah.
Speed of 50.
And that's all I got, I think. I think I got this D10 and this D6. Yeah, I think that's all. It's a 6 and an 8, so it's 14.
I'm gonna show Josimar because since you didn't roll to know what to find out.
I thought
about
you were gonna ask me that.
Oh no, it's just
shoot first, ask questions later.
You're like, yeah, I'm gonna have you roll, so I thought you were gonna wait for the prompt.
And how much is that? 14.
Yeah.
You guys want to do the math right?
Oh, wait, no, I got a nat 20. It's automatically max damage. Yeah, it's 16. Stop trying to...
Now it's
actually, now...
900.
Did you already do the minus 2? Because now it's 18.
Yes, yeah, look at that. We're knocking it out. We're knocking it down slowly but surely. We're the turtle. The tortoise? We're the tortoise.
We're very much the tortoise.
According to Zeno, the tortoise always wins.
God, I wish.
I hope so. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
sweet. Can I get in on the next?
Sure. Would your character like to jump into the fight?
Yeah, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, like, of course, this is the group that has the thing that I need. They walk in, immediately say something wrong, and a huge fight breaks out, so I'm kind of just like this. But I want to walk behind. I want to come out and walk behind and then just do that spirit possession.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay.
Hey. Don't talk.
What? It's easy to make comments. You're not fighting, huh?
No, we don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen. You're bringing something into the universe that's already not great.
So, taking notice of you guys' plight, Fade walks into the battlefield and roll a nature.
Is that d20?
Yes.
I get a bonus to that, right? Yeah, that's it. That's a 2. Do I add the intelligence bonus to it?
Yeah.
6.
You don't get it. It doesn't, like, you send out the feelers for the spirits, and they're just like, oh shit, a Raijin? Fuck. And they back away.
This is why you never trust the spirits.
They're flaky.
Okay. Is there anything else would you like to do on your turn?
You want to convince Johnny? You want to convince the masses to join in on this fight?
Hey, masses, you want to take down this Raijin? Yeah! A bunch of cult-goers just attacking this thing.
Yeah, I'm not the most charismatic person in the world, so I don't think I'd be taking that route.
No, that's fair. On my turn?
I'm going to step back a couple feet. Like, I haven't done anything that would have
been noticed,
right?
Yeah, it'll throw you there.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to step back a couple, like, I don't know, 10 feet or so.
I'm going to exit initiative. I'm going to peace out real quick.
You know, this is my fight. We'll let them handle it.
Orion, sir.
Do I need to roll an initiative to get in on this?
Oh, no, I just add you to the end.
Oh, sick.
So in a flash of light in its curled foot, Orion is on the ground where he originally was.
Baby steps.
So sad-looking little figurines just knocked over.
He's gonna roll to get up, and that's pretty much all he can do. He gets up.
Hey, attaboy.
Oh, we love a baby. We love a champ. He carved himself a healing rune, because otherwise...
Yes. It's the Raijin's turn.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to take Lilith's turn. Whatever.
And now, it's gonna... The Raijin looks up. You dare strike Raijin with metal? I will show you my metal! And then it...
Fun.
Moves 5 feet.
Oh wait, attack of opportunity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Vera, Orion, and you.
Nice.
Why do I get one?
You're in range. It's in range.
Oh yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Can Eagle also get one?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, roll ahead.
Okay. Did not hit.
Wow, these guys disappoint me. You're also banned!
Yeah,
you think about what you did?
Orion hits!
Oh, get you, Orion.
Thank you, Orion.
these dice. I don't know what's with my dice getting sage fright whenever there's like a Raijin or a Fusion fight, because honestly, the same thing happened last time.
3 points of damage.
We'll knock it down.
I don't like how Derek keeps laughing and giggling every time he relooks at the HP.
Every little bit counts.
It does.
Every little bit counts.
The thing is, no one else is fighting this thing, so
it's trying to psych you out.
It's trying to psych you out. The thing is, that's how I play chess. Because I don't know how to play chess, but whenever I play chess against Josmar, I always win. It's all about confidence.
Okay, so Raijin's turn. It's going to take the Kanobo and try to hit you with it.
Alright.
Oh, snap! Plus 13.
What the heck?
What? Plus how?
No, I'm just kidding. It's plus 6. It's plus 6.
Hit you. Also, I have giant killer, so when a larger creature within 5 feet of me hits or misses me with an attack, I can use a reaction to attack that creature immediately after.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Provided I didn't see the creature. And I got 3 again. Dice jail.
Yeah.
It aims to hit you, and you're able to get out of the way, you take a shot, and you miss. Vera.
Okay. I'm gonna attempt to activate my gauntlets again. Uh-huh. Wow. Hold on. Is Arcana land?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. It's a 13.
Yeah, you activate them.
Okay, and I'm gonna matter of the hit. Oh, thank God. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't hit. It's a 7. Well, sorry.
You thought it was a 1.
I thought it was a 1.
Sevens, making you thankful for not being ones.
The bar is so low.
Sorry, no, I don't add dexterity to that. Is it strength or?
You can add dexterity for your attacks because of your
8. Does an 8 hit?
No.
Ego.
Roll for ego. You see Vera. Everyone sees Vera run up to it. Tries to punch it, wall of electricity comes up and blocks it.
Okay, oh thank God. It is a 16.
No, it does not hit.
Oh my God.
So right, it's my turn again, and I know exactly what I'm about to do. No. It's coming around.
Uh-huh.
Around the bend. Keep going.
So, Zio, it's your turn.
I thought the Raijin was performing. Oh wait, no, it isn't me.
Yeah, Raijin went before Vera.
Yeah. Alright, first of all, we're gonna get some minutiae out of the way.
Uh-huh.
I am going to look at my chances by, you know, Zeobaris has been in the Monster Hunter Research Club. I mean, Monster Research Club. And 100% ethical. And he's been around some monsters. Can I make, like, a kind of knowledge nature check on this, big piece of meat.
Yeah, of course.
Right. I, for this non-lethal roll, got a 19 plus 1 for being in the Monster Research Club, and then another plus 3. 23.
Wow. Yeah, you know a lot about this creature.
Yay.
You know.
I knew you could do it.
Oh, thank you.
That has 250 health left.
Dang!
And that it has an armor class of 22.
What?
You're just showing the numbers. I'm like, whittling it down short.
And it does 60 mana.
We're there all night.
60 mana?
Yeah.
All right. So here's my thoughts, gang.
Gotta waste its mana.
And Zeomar's, along with telling this to everyone else, all right, y'all, this thing's got a hide on it. I think it's gonna have an armor class of about 22. So we might have to get crafty with this. And then he kind of turns to, like, he's referring to Johnny when he, like, the club owner when he says this. Hey, how about an alliance? That way you can call in that favor anytime. Almost. Anytime. This boss says a lot.
Well, it seems like y'all got it.
I appreciate the vote of confidence, but y'all don't want to get in on this fight? Look at this thing. Pound of flesh.
How much are you willing to offer me?
This is your club, actually.
It's not attacking me. It's not attacking any of my patrons.
You got your information? You got your favors? And for a tiny game, what do we have to offer? Hi, this is Asia. I'm just trying to brainstorm. Yeah, like we're upstarts. If I manage to kill this thing, I'm keeping something.
If he's helping the fight, I'll give him something.
It's not him who summoned it. It's the dudes who own the club. They got like a big brother thing going, I'm guessing. Because we talk,
I thought Johnny was the one that raised it up.
Nah, it was a trap.
It was a trap by the actual owners of the club.
The Machuca family kind of like pours a lot of money into this, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So when we were trash talking them, basically.
When she said that there was an illegal drug now tied to this major family.
I remember that.
I thought we were at the point where we all knew like the big mega corporation is probably doing some underhanded stuff.
And now back to the world of battle.
All right. What you looking for?
Information, riches, you know, it's not cheap running a club.
All right.
And there's people currently in power of the club who are paying to keep these lights on.
You help us out, I think we can help you out with that.
He has like a look of just like, oh, the Machuca family is one of the biggest families in the world.
All right.
You admitted that you are upstarts. I like y'all, but I don't know if we can do business.
You said you needed money to run the club, right? We can help with that. We can make this club your own.
How much money do y'all have?
We have over 300 faction points.
Okay.
We now, might be upstarts, but
now you're talking money.
We allocate. We got money in the bank.
Now so I have to open up my laptop.
Yeah.
Which is short, now you're talking money.
We have money in the bank. Yeah.
Also, you're speaking a lot, so this is gonna...
What? No, you start asking me questions.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of all your turns, Asia.
So I'm moving as I'm talking. I can talk and move. Not in. I can't. So while Zomars can talk and multitask, so he's putting away the gun and he's taking out the glaive. Because there is no way I am outrunning this.
So you said you were to offer 300 faction.
No, I said we have over 300 faction points. I didn't say that. I'm not telling him the exact digits in my bank account. I am just telling him we got money.
I would have started a lower number than 300.
Well, I'm not offering it.
No, I know.
He's just like, oh, do you have money? And I'm just like, yeah, we got money.
But I feel like it's easier to... Sorry.
She never gave a concrete number.
No, I know, but it was just like, oh, yeah, if you tell someone that you have, like, yeah, I have 40 bucks in my pocket. It's just like, oh, how much money do you need? You know, since now they have to... Since we're offering it as, like, leverage, was my only thing.
No. The over 300 faction points thing was just like, I don't know if 300 is actually a lot in the grand scheme of things. So that was mostly just like an aside.
No, that's fair. I thought you did it for the joke.
Yeah, I did just do it for the joke. I thought it was really funny. I'm not literally telling him our bank account numbers.
I don't think y'all have enough money to be dealing at this table. Information? Mayhaps can help you. But I don't know if you're gonna convince me to essentially betray the person that helped build this club.
Money! Whatever! We can get you information. We can help with that. We're upstarts, you said so yourself. That means we're under the radar. We can go places that y'all can't go.
Roll a charisma roll.
Talk to him, he said. Talk to him, yeah. You're great at charisma, right?
Crisis.
To be fair to me, I said talk to the Raijin.
The Raijin?
Yeah.
That's fair. That's what I thought, but I was like, oh, that probably makes more sense, because I feel like the Raijin probably wouldn't have the
high charisma. I don't know. That was supposed to be killing this man. I don't know what I'd say to the Raijin. I knew I'd say to Johnny, help us. Also, I used one of my Phoenix Fruit things to re-roll this mess. Yeah, I got an 18.
Nice.
Wait, you can't help me. What the hell? We have the same roll. So if I get a minus one, you get
plus one. Minus plus five. Two.
I'm so charismatic. Look at me. Look
plus
at me.
Zero.
Oh, actually. Can I assist? Can
Lilith assist?
No.
That's fair.
Fade, your turn.
Alright, can I try that possession thing again?
Yes. Roll in nature.
I did marginally a little tiny. Still not very good. 11.
Yes! That activates it. Now I need to roll a D100. It was a lot of talking.
No, that's fair. I keep forgetting to mention it.
Sorry, I played that into speaking over the last turn. So I got a 44, which makes it a 'Scion of Wind.'
Oh, dope.
But Derek, what does that mean? Well, I'm sending that to you right now.
I was just getting there, right?
Yes. The thing is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Lightning.
Oh.
Honestly, at what point do I just shoot this thing with a void bullet and call it a day?
One turn ago.
Like, I'm really trying hard not to give in. But,
the thing I was gonna try to talk
I gotta to say, if we're about to die.
Did you hear about our hit points? Were you there for that chat?
Yeah, because I'm like, huh, Sam? I was really just talking about the Raijin, because I don't have anything that would be able to knock it out in the. Cleanly and quickly.
Yeah. I guess you could shoot it a bunch of times.
I can't. I cannot. What am I doing? I don't even have my Inanus.
I was gonna suggest.
Got a gang leader laugh me out of the club. My pride hurts. Not Zeomarce's pride. Zeomarce is like, yeah, I tried. We'll take care of it.
He has 2,000 faction points.
Dang.
I don't.
Well, never mind.
Fine. That's fine.
But no, I just didn't want you to feel bad for.
No. I wanted help. I want to fight this amongst allies. You know that shot in the movies? You guys like punch each other and then suddenly you're friends? Except we're both punching a giant monkey with lightning.
He's gonna give him some information that he can work with.
I gave him information. I don't have anything else.
The thing I was... No, never mind. That's a bad idea. The thing I was like, yeah, just start spilling stuff about the Machuca clan at that point.
I'm already fighting it. Yeah. 5 more Raijin show up. They're right. In suits.
Can you offer, like, the thing that you know about
the person? Can you tell him that Ivan is a prince?
I can't. I'm not gonna...
Like, look. It's the... What, this Petrushka? What is it? Matrushka?
Machuca.
Machuca. I mean, if they own the place, and they're a badass clan, and then this guy's working for them, there's nothing you can offer that guy that's going to turn them.
The thing is...
There's absolutely nothing.
What's funny was that I was at the top... Like, I forgot to do this during my turn, but I was like, hey, Raijin, you think that you're big and bad? You're being controlled by the Machuca clan, so obviously you're not the strongest. That was what I was going to do, but my turn...
It's not happened yet.
Yeah, but the thing is, I have to, like...
Also, I sent you everything that you can do. You can now fly at 90 feet.
Ooh, that's really good.
Evasion. So you gain all the traits and you can make all the attacks that they can.
Sweet.
Spheres of Evasion's fun. I actually need to get a multiple D100s because I actually have a list of like 400 different like wow. Spirits.
Then you would guarantee that no one rolls under 100.
You're right. I want you to get a D400.
You can also, I guess, have like a tier system. So it's like if you have 4 points in the column, you roll a D4 in the column.
Oh my god, that's so bizarre. I was just hoping that no one got one of the spirits that can just blow up their body and so like that's a 1. You accidentally tap into Vala and it's just like, what?
Understand.
Is that the end of my turn? Can I do anything else?
No, that you can keep going.
Can I attack it?
Yeah.
Alright. Multi-attack. What am I hitting it with? I don't have any weapons.
With your hand.
Air.
Oh, you're right. You can hit it with the air. With the attack.
Oh, it makes 3 attacks? Yeah, it'd be... When it doesn't define like that, it'd be 3 of any of those attacks.
Oh, of the ones underneath it?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I want to hit it with 3 of those slashing winds.
Okay. Roll to hit.
11?
Also.
Oh, 11 plus 10, 21. You said it was 22, so no.
You can roll with advantage because it still doesn't know you're there.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
The exact same thing.
Wow.
So now that's on the first one, right?
Yeah, that's a, yeah. Yeah, because it has 22, so that's...
Definitely no on that one. Y'all's dice, dude. And no on any of those.
Wow. Wow.
Y'all give me wild ass dice.
Orion's turn. Gonna draw a root on the ground.
Excellent.
He fails.
Puny human make plans. Right and only plan there is.
And then it tries to hit you. Okay.
20 really was a fluke, huh? All right.
One, two, three, 9,000
damage.
Wait, 9 plus
1,000.
5. Do you fear the power of the Raijin?
I gotta be real, Zeomars is not used to these monsters talking back. He is really not. He's used to a silent fight with a lot of growling and unearthly noises. So Zeomars is just confused. It's like, he's hurting, so he's like, I don't know, sure? Yes!
Okay, Marisern.
not really.
Oh, my head's killing me. So...
just as much as any other monster.
So I'm gonna tell telepathically. I'm gonna tell Ego, hey, could you one? Can I ask? Can I have Ego like have a history on like Raijins and like what gets under their skin or like how I can like turn the tides and battle them a weakness of some kind that I can exploit for my advantage.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. Look at me. Oh my god. I don't know if I get advantage if I get... I'm proficient in history, so I get... So that's...
Plus two.
Plus two, plus... No, she's... It's only hers. Never mind. Sorry, let me... add this. 3... 10. Does that do anything?
Essentially, what you get from Ego is that Raijins weren't always these like angry beasts. The time before, in the endless year zero, they are creatures that were actually pretty docile and lived with tribes of other Raijin. Who did? But unfortunately, they were all bound by the God of Oaths, Ezra Caligo. And
sorry, I'm just making the whoops face.
And Ezra, in their training, installed a bit of ruthlessness within the Fujin and the Raijin. And so you know, they all worship the God of Oaths.
Okay. So now I have to instill...
Sam, I could kiss you. Sam, I could kiss you. I have a plan now. I get it. I was like, Asia, why is Derek trying to get the least charismatic piece of in here, trying to talk to this thing? Zeomars doesn't talk to its monsters. Zeomars murks the monsters. That's it. You are beautiful, baby.
Thank you.
Now, do you relay any of this information?
I was gonna talk this out.
Cool.
In a performance / charisma / speech of some kind. Ooh, sorry. Of some kind. To just try to...
Go for that.
So.
And action.
Sorry, I got embarrassed. Raijin. Can I talk to you for just a second? Look at my eyes. Look at me.
And it's just doing that. Ad nauseum.
Okay.
So you're gonna wanna try to speak over it.
Hey, Raijin. I'm talking to the strongest person in the room right now. I just need to know if they're hearing me.
Roll a charisma to get their attention.
Okay.
One.
It's a 13.
Just kidding.
And now I have to.
I was really hoping, though. I thought it would be really funny.
What?
Yeah, that counts.
I got a 10.
Thank God.
No modifiers?
Yeah, there's zero modifiers. Nice. I remember that from your role. Hey. I know that you weren't always like this. You weren't always super into this ruthlessness. What?
No, no, keep going.
What are you making this face for?
No, no, keep going.
Oh my god. Because you're right, you are the strongest one here. You're very, very strong. You don't have, like, sorry. You weren't always like this, and I know that you were a lot more peaceful and at rest. You can be that again. There's nothing stopping you from being how you once were.
Wow, Sam's really out here saying fuck the gods, huh?
I'm really out here saying I'm not trying to die today. There's no one that can force you to fight if you don't want to. I can change him. I feel it.
I can fix him.
Thank you.
Hey, roll.
Oh my god.
They're never fixable.
Can I roll a performance? Can I have a performance? Yeah. I'm just like adding more.
No, they aren't.
Emotion. Please, please,
drop
please.
The dice, Sam.
Sorry. Did you laugh at the thing? Huh? I got a 16.
Wow!
Can I have you go help?
Sure.
Thank God. So.
It looks like you're about to spontaneously combust.
I feel like Derek has all these D20s weighted just to make it better.
Oh, my god, right. Trust.
No, no, it's okay, babe. It's okay. You don't
wait,
even
wait.
Know.
Can I add? Hold on. let me see something. Does David have high charisma as well?
I need to see if I get any traits.
Yeah, trait.
Idiots.
Charming smile.
I'm plus one to everyone.
Any charisma roll.
That'd be great if he had that. He does not.
You just like, yeah, I'm about to, my spirit has a charming smile, I'm about to turn on the charm. And there's like, your regular smile, but now there's a sound effect like, ching.
That glint.
The glint, thank you.
Wow, my chest caved in. That was kind of a last ditch effort.
That's all right.
So
baby.
You don't have anything else?
Those Kenobel attacks, are those AoE?
No.
Hold on.
Sam, look at me. Look at my calm. I was stressed before and I was trying not to show it. Look at my eyes, baby. Look into my eyes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he just moves.
I get plus 3 AC is what I just learned reading my shit. I haven't gotten hit yet. That seems useful.
Do you wanna end your turn, babe?
Oh, can I have
Oh no, there's a reaction to what she said.
Oh
okay.
No.
That's all right, wait.
After the reaction, can I have ego? To have my AC higher? Or is that just automatic? That's automatic. It's a trait. Go on. I'm done. Oh my god, I have a headache.
You dare try to turn me against my god?
And it turns around.
Nice.
And it hyper focuses on you.
Perfect.
As you see more electricity bleach off of its body, and nope, the attack doesn't hit.
Oh, thank God! Oh my God!
You caught a break.
Yeah, what it? I think not. It was on my turn.
Also, the attack was gonna be 46 lightning damage.
Oof.
Plus 12 points of damage.
Oof. Dodging bullets out here.
But jeez. Now I can't activate it. Oh wait, sorry, I was wrong. It was 13d8 lightning.
13d8? Uh-huh. You don't have to roll that many dice. You can just kill me.
But off. Now I can't do it for 5 turns.
You got this, Zio.
I do.
Let's go, Zio.
So it's back his turn to me. Uh-huh. I'm within range.
Uh-huh.
Zio reaches out and touches it, and I'm gonna activate Clear Thought.
Right.
And does a plus, that's Arcana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does Wait. Is that activating a spell? It's not like a... Is that a spell that needs to be AC? It is?
Because they gotta touch it.
All right. And I'm gonna use... I'm touching it. No. Dang.
You get plus one to all your rolls against monsters.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Now it's 18. So I'm gonna take one of my Phoenix Fruit rolls. I am dwindling quickly.
And you still have a big fight left.
If I make it to it. What is that?
I think that's 20. I think that's a nat 20.
That's hilarious. So, what does I got? 18? Uh-huh. You know what? Fuck. I'm gonna have Lilith help me on this roll. But any luck, she gets like a 14. I mean, a nat 20. That's all we got. Plus two. Orion, get over here. Anyone like to help?
Can I help?
No, you're not, I guess. All right.
Johnny, you want to help me out?
Ooh, just help you guys? Ooh.
So, that was a clear thought. And it didn't miss. I rounded out with the 20.
No, you don't get through the wall of lightning that comes out of the body.
It's all right. If I can just hit it with clear thought, I feel like we're going to be in the clear. So that was my action. Now for my bonus action.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Get your fingers off that die.
Mm-hmm.
My bonus action is going to be spent crying. I can't use Lilith anymore. Can I use Lilith?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're gonna try to blind it. It's gonna enter smoke form. And it's gonna get all up in its face. It's gonna enter smoke form. And that's what we're gonna do. Around its head.
Roll.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, and... exactly. That's an arcana. Yeah. Well, of course.
That's a 16.
We got, yeah, that's it. You're not touching it, you're just getting, like,
in yeah. space. Lilith is entering its creatures, and every time a creature begins its turn in the elemental space, it takes 1d10 void damage, unless it's not required to breathe, it's required to breathe.
Yes, the Raijin needs to breathe.
Nice. Breathing. So, it needs to make a DC 13 saving throw, or else it's blinded. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, as long as it occupies the same space, it's blinded. And if it leaves the space, then it needs to do the DC 13 saving throw.
Okay.
Sweet. And that's what I got.
So it's blinded right now?
It's blinded right now.
Okay. Faye.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out something. One second.
I believe in you. That was my desperate attempt.
Also, sorry.
No, I was going to vote everyone... spends their turn to ready an action to help me clear thought this creature. That is what I got for us.
That's something you're announcing?
Alright. So I really thought that was gonna work. We need to calm this thing down. I just got the thing. If everyone will hold off on antagonizing it until my turn to hit the thing, we might be able to calm it down. Let's go team.
So, Roger, what do you like to do on your weekends? Fight middle school kids.
Excuse me, we're in college.
Is there a way to... Okay, containing person.
I did enough. I also have a question. I get a point of inspiration for...
Desperation off you in waves.
Everyone else got a point of inspiration.
I have not gotten a point of inspiration.
Joe Smart had one, and I've been rooting for. I've been trying to get one.
You want it too badly.
Thirsty for it.
I'll never get it.
So hey, how does the Vaconic Aura work?
Oh.
Is that something one can target? Is it something that one uses when one intimidates, or does it only occur when one is targeted?
And would that mess up his spirit possession?
I think it would.
That's a good question.
I feel like it would have to. Spirits don't like flowing energy because it destroys them.
Fair enough.
No, because the Vaconic Aura isn't, like, it isn't using your magic. It's simply just, like, the creature gets, knows what magic is inside of you. So.
And then if it's frightened, does that mean it's, like, intelligence checks kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. And also, we'll try to run away from it.
Ooh!
Yeah, I want to fly up over it and try to.
Yeah, you can target
maybe like 5 or 10 feet above it.
You'll just roll an intimidation skill.
And I get proficiency in that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So how does that? How much does that add? Because that's not actually listed over here.
+2.
+2. I'm not expecting. Not nearly enough. Let's see. 12.
It did. You got a 15.
Wow. It's going to be a long night. We're going to be here until late.
Orion, sir.
Is anyone going with the Zeal Mars plan?
I don't know how to do that.
No. You're fine.
I'm fine.
You, right. That was. I would have taken that. That worked. That would have been stellar. I'm talking to the.
I would have given you a point of inspiration if that worked.
I'm just trying to soften it up mentally.
No, no.
You see how easy you
get?
No.
I really would have given a point of inspiration for it.
For Dr. Nizzy? For a tasting?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I don't want to know what I get. I want to get my extra credit points.
Also, Orion did not activate the thing he was trying to do, so.
Nice. I feel like you were farther away the other way, though. Fine.
You know, he's just trying to keep moving.
That's fair.
The Raijin Sir. And so it looks at Vera.
Okay. Does it look at Vera? It's blinded. Yes,
oh,
right.
Oh, snap! You're right!
Thank God.
I just need us to last a little longer. I gotta be real. I'm at half health points.
So
I'm not doing hot.
It's gonna attack with a disadvantage. Well, wait. I'm gonna roll a perception to see if I can find Vera. Roll a stealth for me.
Okay. Dex, yeah.
Wait a second. Can I see things see in the darkness?
No.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, every creature has dark vision, right? No. What did you get?
I got a 7.
Ooh, yeah. It knows where you're at.
Okay.
It's going to roll a disadvantage, though. So, you know, this. Okay. So, yeah. Ooh, that's a 5.
Okay.
It's a 4.
Excellent.
So it doesn't hit.
Oh, thank God.
It doesn't hit any time. It's raging, and it's trying to hit you, and it's missing.
This is doing that. Can we have an attack of opportunity?
No. That's flavor attacks. Vera.
So, I'm gonna go with Zeal Mars' plan. I'm just not gonna antagonize it, but I'm also gonna keep on being like, hey, you do not have to do this. No one's forcing you to do this.
That didn't work so well before.
Yeah, but now I'm gonna roll. And also, since this can't see me, I'm gonna also have ego after my turn. Try to contain it. Can I do that?
Well, let's roll to see your charisma first.
Let's roll to see if this plan works. Let me use a different dice, actually. Okay.
What do I have to be?
6, 7.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
know because it's talking. It's not trying to hit anybody.
Can you get disadvantage for you just being a big old jerk?
Sam, which dice are you going to roll? Blue one or the red one?
Get the red one. Damn! Roll a blue one! Because I was looking at straight 19! Is that safe? 17! These guys are fixed!
Okay.
Oh, I have advantage on perception checks. I knew that I had advantage. Well, it's too late!
You weren't perceiving it.
No, but it was like earlier when we had a perception thing.
So.
Oh, wait, well, I also have ego. After that,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
I was gonna have ego like have like a ring of fire, and I was like, hey, ego, don't hurt anyone that's in our group, but we're gonna have like a ring of fire around the area.
Roll of nature.
Okay, that's fair. Sam's been doing badly at rolling. Don't get points of inspiration. Ah, sweet. Hold on. Oh, this is the wrong thing. Oh, but it's the same thing.
Okay, that does it.
Oh, thank God.
Now
Shoddy's fire burning on the dance floor.
You can't use ego for any attacks.
It's fair. That's fair.
Yes.
Oh no, I thought it was my turn.
Can I stand in the fire?
Yeah, you can stand in the fire.
Then I'm gonna do that.
Okay. There's now currently a ring of fire around the Raijin.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so question. Would Zeomars know that the Raijin, with my roll from earlier, would Zeomars know the Raijin's kind of like eyesight situation in terms of darkness?
Sure.
What is it? Can't see in the dark, right?
Yeah, I can't see in the dark. He doesn't have dark vision.
Sweet. So, just to further disorient this creature, so I might have any sort of advantage in case I fail this again, Zeomars is going to activate his visor to use the Ananas Carapace to take light out of a 30-foot range. Mm-hmm. Sorry to all y'all who don't have dark vision, but we're running for our lives right now. And I am going to try to clear thought this thing again.
Wow, I don't think Fade has dark vision.
Fade?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot. I didn't have that. Yes, you do have dark vision.
And I have dark vision because Damien, I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because I have a spirit that just...
Come to Papa.
Oh, right.
No, they wouldn't. Just... No.
And so I got 17 plus 3, which is 21 plus 1 because of Monster Research Club. And now, if I can just get, roll the help, if I can just get at least 1 plus 2, mm-hmm. We're here. One plus 2.
I helped.
And that's it, baby, because Lilith did not help. Clear thought. Boom. Boom.
So when Zeomars lays their hand on the hide of the Raijin, you guys feel a pulse of magic as the Raijin kind of falls to its knees.
Just take a breath there, buddy. So it just falls to its knees.
You guys are out of initiative.
Oh, thank God.
And you see the Raijin, like, kind of look at its hands and, like, flip them over. Look at
them. Get a high.
Clear thought. I touch a creature to bestow it pristine thought.
Oh, yeah.
I've been angry for so long.
Yeah.
I have no idea that life can be this serene.
Yeah.
It looks around the club. People are like fleeing as it's just like moving around. And then it takes a giant fist and it punches out some glass. and then you see it like shocking, like some metal in the glass, and then he picks it up, puts a pair of glasses on his face.
Aww.
Terribly sorry about what I put you guys through. Are you guys okay?
Oh, we're a little rough for wear, but you know, is it?
Right. Oh, just Zomars is hurt. How his health has gone. He is not feeling good. Anytime you need it, happy to help.
I'm glad you were able to overcome this.
Fact.
I'm gonna give him a high five. It's gonna give me an air five.
Okay.
No, never mind. There reconsiders, given how big the Raijin is and how frail my bones are.
And now we subtly try to recruit the Raijin.
That's exactly what I was just about to start to do.
Why don't I work for a more diversified group of fiends? Diabolics, we're a family.
There's a lot of attention on me now. Give me a second. Right, buddy. Well, if this line of work ever leaves it too angry, just know you know where to head. Diabolics. That's me, short and sweet.
Elementary. I would like to offer a counter offer.
Alright.
So, I've noticed that I've been brought up to fight you guys within this club.
Right.
Establishment of a one Johnny Mundo sitting over there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a proposal. There are dozens of my brethren underneath this club.
Right.
We've all reached a level of, should I say, beastliness that we all kind of like to exit out of. So my suggestion is you clear the minds out of all of my brethren. We create our own organization and we partner with you guys.
Zumars kind of looks around and is like, yeah. I think that would be amenable.
Smash it.
All right, I just need to rest.
I don't have any mana. That last one took it all out of me. Yeah, you know what that means. We're going to have Raijins and Fusions helping us get our base back. I don't know if that's the case. I'd hope so.
Unless there's a way to kind of transfer mana, I would need to take a rest, approximately 8 hours. I will see you in the morning. And I can come back in the morning and help.
Ah, in the morning. But as you see, my brethren are underneath the club as we speak right now. What's your name again?
Zomars,
you have release me from my bondage of rage, but are you going to have my brethren suffer for another 8 hours with this rage?
So is there a way I can just get... I can just do the spell and I can have other people, like, offer mana to, like, power it.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Can we do that?
Yeah. Or does that only really work with runes?
Really only works with runes.
So, I gotta be real. I don't know if there's a way in the world to, like... Because I eat magic, but the thing is, I don't know if that really replenishes mine. Nope, gonna be too long.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
So is there any way that I can just siphon more mana from anything around me?
Can I ask Ego?
I eat magic. Your boy eats magic.
You can ask Ego.
So point, no? Oh, I gotta... Hold on. 14.
And so you don't have any more mana from any of your spirits. You don't have any, like, Magitek stuff?
I have my car.
Yeah, get your car brought over here.
All right, cool. Yeah. Right. Wait. I have an idea. Give me a second. Because that's what I was thinking. I've used the car battery before. Let me just drain the battery.
Yeah.
So we're going to drain my car. Zomars goes and, like, kind of backs his car up to the foot open of the door. Are the bars still up?
They're not.
All right, so is the entrance wide enough that I can just kind of drive my vehicle into the club? So we take out the battery.
Better yet, the Raijin walks up. Let me get that for you. Duh! And he just like punches a hole straight through the club.
Alright, nice, nice.
That's what we decorated to do, Johnny.
And we back it in. Uh-huh. We get the battery. And I'm like, I think I can use this.
Okay.
To help y'all, good folks. And we go about clear thought and like, where do we need to go?
I'm gonna kind of skip over it because it's gonna
Please
be.
Please do.
You go downstairs and how you're just gonna drain your battery.
As much as I need to.
Okay. How much charge is left in your battery?
As far as I know, 100%.
You're right. It was fully charged last time. High or low favor results.
Hi.
Ninety-seven.
Oh, thank God.
And so you're able to clear thoughts.
97.
Two Raijins. And seven Kirins.
Kirins?
Sorry.
Fujins. Two Raijin. Seven Fujin. Mm-hmm. Are there more that aren't clear thoughted?
No, that's all of them that sound there.
Oh, dope. All right.
You guys essentially had a gauntlet that you guys had to go through.
I'm so sorry. I just realized you might have. I'm sorry for your loss last week.
I don't know those people.
Wait, does this dude know that we did it? Because if he doesn't know, I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah, why would you say anything?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, babe.
I thought he already knew.
No, I don't know those
people. He didn't know.
Oh, you think all Raijins know each other?
Yes! They all did! Very much. If he was well enough to be like, yes, my brother, I thought they might have had some talking points, and the week since one disappeared. If they didn't,
I
do not know those people that killed that other food. I don't know those people.
I was in the club, but
they for real,
I
don't know what happened to the other one.
Right. And we are gonna leave it at that.
I didn't see anything.
Who knows? I didn't see
anything. In fact, you walked into another plot point because I was about to say something.
Go for that.
As you watch the full length of this new Raijin Fujin gang, like kind of collect itself within the middle of chaos, the leader walks up to you and says, "Ah, of course, Helio.
He's using French expressions interchangeably.
We are looking for one of our members. They disappeared up the well a few weeks ago, and we haven't seen them since. I'm sorry, about a week ago. We haven't seen them since.
All right.
I'm sweating.
The thing is, I'm sweating.
Given that, I feel like we should. If we want to make allies with them, we should probably tell them the truth. But I'd frame it as like, hey,
right.
It was very much.
Wait. I got this. Watch. I'm not sweating. Asia's sweating. Zimaris is just like, last Saturday or something. Would you say a week ago?
When you're in the rage, everything kind of just blurs together.
Right. And y'all brethren were still rage then. Yeah, one of them attacked us. The Machuca clan put it up to us. And it was really... Yeah, they attacked us. We barely made it out alive. I'm sorry for the loss. We really had no...
I need to roll a charisma.
I'm gonna roll to help.
Does my battery have any more charge, sir? Does my battery have charge? And Lilith rolls to help. So I have a 15.
Ego helps.
10.
Oh, thank God. I'm glad that hasn't changed.
And then you see the veins appear all over their body over the after they say the and like the electricity starts forming off of their body. So are you telling me that the Machuca clan sent my brother against you.
Yes. That's kind of who sent you against us too. We were just talking, and it seems like they got kind of operation here. From my understanding, that whenever they have a battle to fight, they just kind of send y'all in, expecting your power to crush everyone.
And then it starts
trembling.
No.
Tremoring.
Playing piano.
The word that when someone is upset, pacing. They start pacing along the length of the club.
That must be a very short pace for them.
Yeah. Two step.
So here's what we must do. Right. We must take it to those Machuca fellows.
Right.
So, Zeomaris of Diabolics. And it sticks out a pinky towards
me. Aww. Sorry.
Zeomaris takes the entire pinky with both hands.
Make a oath with me.
Alright. I'm sorry. Continue.
That we'll have each other's backs when we need them. When it's time for my gang to go up against the Machuca family, you will be ready.
Alright. As long as we're playing it smart, I don't see why I can't agree to that.
Excellent. Roll divinity.
Sorry. Oh wow! Again, a natural 20.
Oh wow!
Actually, 21.
Out of 15. Actually, even over a 10 on both.
Sure. Are you sure the god of oaths isn't just like my chutzpah?
Sure.
Yeah.
And so now you are oath binded. Yeah, that's right. Everyone who's currently a member of Diabolics is now oath binded.
Nice. I mean, you're tertiary right now. You're not, Fade, you don't have to be a member, but I mean, if you didn't think you were gonna get this very lackluster recruitment speech, you were wrong. Alright, nice.
Excellent. Now we must do the celebration taught to us eons ago by the God of Oaths.
Alright.
And then they destroy the club.
That's... Damn, Johnny.
This is the only logical outcome.
Alright. Zeomaris avoids eye contact with Johnny momentarily to look at Fade. Alright, you handled yourself pretty nicely out there. You flew up. You tried some stuff. We all did. Only one of us succeeded, but only one of us really needed to. Alright. It was a compliment. I didn't have anything else to say. Y'all stared at me.
Hey, you did really well. Thanks.
You get a gold star. Congratulations.
Now, I'm happy. Wait. How the Grand Diplomat handle this? You want to join our game?
Like, you stood up with us. You didn't have to. I thought that was pretty champion.
That was commendable.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we could make something work. I'd hang around with y'all for a while.
Nice. Well, now as part of the initiation, we have a whole situation. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, that was me talking. We're going to fight another gang. Until Saturday night.
And now, you say Saturday night. It is only 12:30.
Excellent. We really can't squeeze a lot today.
We should probably apologize.
Yeah.
Before the day is over, we skedaddle on to our very next pressing thing, I do want to apologize and offer help rebuilding this club if he needs it.
Yeah, that was what I was gonna do. Uh-huh.
So you're gonna walk up to John.
Yeah. It's not, well, Johnny's within club. Within some distance.
Wait, keep thinking about this for a second. It's not Johnny's club.
Right.
You want to build the Machucas a new club?
No. I just want this new club to be more Johnny's club than more the Machuca's club.
You build it with a different club someplace else.
Oh, dope. Oh, I don't know.
Can we build the club at our base?
I at least want to say sorry.
As you walk up to Johnny, you see that he has a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Woo! Y'all kill a Fujin last week, and this week you destroyed my glove.
Yeah.
How long have y'all been in this city?
Yeah.
About a month. I think 2 months now.
Half a month for me. Barely.
Y'all do a lot of damage.
That's just, that's just the perks of being part of the Diabolics.
No hard feelings.
I don't give a shit about the club.
All right. Well, we sell you one favor, so.
No, now you owe me multiple favors. Because you see, this club was collateral for the deal between me and the Machuca. And now, essentially, you've left us open to a potential all-out war with them.
Sounds like you need allies.
Now I just might need some land to build my club on.
Y'all not have more land? Alright. We can help with that.
Chaos had exactly 1 mile of land. And essentially, it is gone.
And now we can help with that. I don't.
Yeah, we can help. We can help. We have plots of land at our.
Lost one.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to. He already knows it's in contention. He knows what we're bluffing with here.
We went to him to gossip. He knows. He knows what the situation is.
Yeah, that was the end of my sentence. We can help. Done.
Well, sure you can. He starts walking away. I'll find you. Y'all go ahead. Y'all deal with the Order of the Golden Sun. I'll find you. I'll get mine. I'll be back.
Does that sound vaguely threatening to any of the rest of y'all?
And that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.